I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The way sports talk was meant to be, on an imaginary spaceship.
Super Bowl? Super Bowl.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Trash Tuesday to you, boys and girls. Let us know what you're trashing, who you're trashing, what you're venting about by dialing us up at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll jump back into your phone calls coming up here momentarily, but first, our next guest had a 20-plus year career in the WWE ring where he entertained fans and gained notoriety worldwide, World Heavyweight Championship on two occasions. He won 20 total championships in WWE, including multiple tag team title reigns with his close friend Adam Edge Copeland. And now he's the host of the History Channel's series Night Fight, which is full contact armored combat league, often referred to as Medieval MMA or Night Fight Club. You've got fighters dressed up in medieval knight armor hacking away with one another, and the winner walks away with a championship title, $10,000, and a spot in the season finale for a chance to become the first ever Night Fight champion. Joining us here on the show is Christian. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate that intro. You make me, you know, you kind of built me up here. I'm kind of walking around with like a peacock with my chest out a little bit. That was going through all my accomplishments there. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Well, now you are a Night Fight aficionado, and so I've got so many questions about this. I watched the promo, I read about this, but I've got questions. Let's start here. Is this mano a mano, or is this team armored fighting?
Well, that's the thing. It goes, you know, it's a competition series, obviously. And so it starts, you know, there's a melee format, which is every man for himself. There'll be multiple competitors in there. And then, you know, we pull from there. And when knights advance, they go into a team situation. And then from there, it ends up mano a mano.
Okay, so it's a little bit like a Royal Rumble. Everybody runs into the ring, and it's just chaos, right, and a frenzy. And then little by little, you wean it down because guys get eliminated.
Right, exactly. So, and it's tough, you know, because you're in there, you know, you're fighting for your competitive life, so to speak, and you know, you're doling out punishment, you're taking punishment for certain guys. There's certain personalities that mesh with each other as far as, you know, the personalities on the show go, and next thing you know, you could be teamed up with somebody that you were just trying to take your head off, and you were trying to take their head off, or somebody you might not like very much, and next thing you know, you find yourself in a team with them, and you have to work together, and that's the only way you could advance. So it throws some drama and some wrinkles into the show for sure.
Okay, so now tell me about the actual armor and the weaponry. Is this homemade armor, or do you get armor from like an equipment magazine or some type of, I don't know, like locker in the back room?
Well, that's the thing about these knights, these competitors. You know, they really have a lot of pride and take honor in what it is that they do. This is, you know, they bring their own armor and they work on it themselves. A lot of them have armors, or they know how to weld and do the things themselves. But what we do have two world class armorers working with them on our show. But for the most part, you know, they bring their own stuff, and their armor is like a glove. You know, they get used to it, they feel comfortable in it. Same with the different type of weapons. You know, you have some gigantic men that use kind of the bigger, heavier weapons. You'll have some smaller guys that are using smaller, lighter weapons that are more versatile to kind of, they can adapt that better with their style. But we do present them. We throw them some curveballs. We present them with some armor and weaponry from historical eras throughout different periods, and that they might not be used to. So they there's that as well. So there's a lot of obstacles these guys have to overcome for a chance to become Night Fight champion.
We're talking about the new series on History Channel, Night Fight. So I'm thinking back to me and my dad building a Pinewood Derby car when I was in Boy Scouts together. We're trying to figure out where the weight should be and how the wheels and the axles should work. You're telling me that families are getting together and building their own medieval armor to wear in this. They're welding armor.
Yeah. That's bonding.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. So how dangerous is this? Because I'm watching the clips. I'm not seeing blood spurt anywhere. I'm not seeing limbs get cut off. But I would imagine back in medieval times, that is usually what would happen. Arms would just be severed off. How dangerous is this?
Right. It's a combat sport. It's a hard-hitting, action-packed sport, much like you'd see with football or MMA or boxing or any contact sport. You know, it's the same type of dangers that go into this. You guys are the best of the best that come on the show. They know what they're getting themselves into. They compete. A lot of them in the Armored Combat League. A lot of them are on the national team that travel internationally to compete. So they know what they're doing. They're the best of the best. But what was this first part of the question again? I just drew a blank.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're underselling this a little bit here, Jay, because yes, there are combat sports, and yes, there's football, and yes, there's MMA, but none of them have medieval weaponry. None of them have swords and clubs.
You're right. We're talking about. I was going to talk about the severing of the limbs.
Yes, yes. I need to know about the severing.
Yeah, so the weapons are full size and scale and weight, but they're blunted. So obviously they're not sharp. So you're not going to see the severing of the limbs and those sorts of things. But these guys are equipped in their armor. You know, you're looking at about at least 80 pounds of extra weight on top of your body. So when you get knocked down, it's going to be a bit of a bitch to try to get back up. You know, when you have that helm on, the vision isn't great. You kind of have to have your head on a swivel. You got to know where you're at. And we judge these competitors on aggression, technique, and defense. So if you're applying that to the best of your abilities, a better chance for you to advance in the competition.
So I think that's a really interesting part here, because back in medieval time, my guess is that you win when you sever a limb. The other guy dies. You cut off his head, something like this, right? But in MMA, you have to be pinned, obviously. You have to be tapped out. And so what constitutes a win in night fight?
Well, it's the same thing. If the judges, if we decide there's three of us, there's a guy named Andre Sanu, who is one of the founding members of the Armored Combat League, and the other guy's name is John Clements, who is one of the world's foremost professional instructors of medieval and Renaissance fighting arts. So these guys are experts, and between the three of us, you know, we decide, you know, who applies those three traits the best. And sometimes we agree, and sometimes we don't. And that can be the fun of the show as well. And other times, you know, if somebody's physically unable to keep going, that decides it as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so one of the combatants goes down to the ground, can't get up. He's got a concussion. He's whatever. He's woozy or whatever. You can call the fight. But if there is no kind of drop like that, you guys judge who you felt was better in that round.
Yeah, and sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes you can tell right away that somebody has won a fight clearly, and sometimes it's a razor thin decision. And like I said, sometimes the judges we don't always agree on what we saw, and so sometimes there's a little friction there as well with that. I think also another important part of the show is as much as the physicality is great, but getting to know the knights on a personal level I think is important too, to have a connection, you know, with the audience. I think the personalities really come through in their interview segments, where, I think you'll find yourself, maybe the viewer will like certain guys more than others, and they'll cheer for more guys over certain other guys. And I think that's also the beauty, when you can have that connection with the viewer, where that adds some extra drama to the show.
Yeah, the personal interest story of the medieval knights, right? I mean, you got to get to know, you got to get inside the knights' heads at this point.
Right.
It's great. This is phenomenal. This is very cool. So the History Channel is going to have Night Fight. And when can our listeners catch these episodes?
So it premieres Wednesday, January 23rd at 10 p.m. After Vikings. And it'll be every Wednesday at 10 after that.
Okay, so, cool. So that's tomorrow night it debuts.
Right. So, I mean, like I said, I could sit here and talk about it all day, but honestly, my words don't do it justice. The how good the show is.
Yeah,
and I'm really proud of all the nights that that have competed on the show. You know, for them, this has been pretty much an underground sport at this point, and this is the biggest stage that they've ever been put on or had the chance to perform on. And to put it in wrestling terms, this is the WrestleMania for these guys, and they go out there and they leave it all in the ring, and they all want to be that first champion. They all want to be recognized as the first ever Night Fight champion, so it's a big deal for them, and it really shines through. And like I said, if you like action, if you like some drama, if you like personality, if you like brutality, it's a beautiful mixture of all of those things.
The promo looks really cool. I know all the guys here, as we're doing this interview, everybody's ears have perked up. Everybody's eyes have gotten wide. We're all into this, so this is very cool. Jay, I appreciate you dropping on by today, man. We'll be watching tomorrow night. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Jay Riso, who played Christian in WWE for 20 years, is now one of the hosts, or the host, one of the judges of Night Fight, Medieval Knights Fighting, on the History Channel, Wednesday nights, beginning tomorrow night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.